Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News. As news this hour is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters. You can trust names like Radio Shack, U.S. Cellular, and Dish Network. Pottawatomie County authorities are still investigating a fatal collision on Old Lincoln Highway north of Council Bluffs. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office identified the victims as 19-year-old Elizabeth Chadwick of Rural Crescent and 18-year-old Jessica Weinfortner, who lived in Council Bluffs. Chadwick was driving her car when it veered off the roadway around 11:15 Saturday evening. The sheriff's office says she overcorrected and veered into oncoming traffic, striking an airport shuttle vehicle. Chadwick and Weinfortner were pronounced dead at the scene. Six passengers in the van were taken to hospitals for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The van's driver did not want medical treatment. Council Bluffs Community School District spokesperson Diana Ostrowski says Chadwick went to Thomas Jefferson High School and Weinfortner attended Abraham Lincoln High School, also in Council Bluffs. KJAN News Time is 7:08.
This is Mal Sharp for U.S. Cellular. Today I'm in Chicago asking people, what would make you happy?
I wish the moles would stop invading my yard.
See, I think you'd be happier switching to a wireless plan that saves you money.
That would probably do it, too.
U.S. Cellular's Premium Plus plan can save a family of four over $1,000 a year. And not only that, you get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and plenty of data. You like saving $1,000.
I would.
Yeah, and you hate what?
Moles.
If your wireless plan is costing too much, switch to U.S. Cellular. Get the Android-powered HTC Merge for $149.99 and use it with the Premium Plus plan and be with the happiest customers in wireless.
Phone prices after $100 mail-in rebate that comes as a Visa debit card. A bookable smartphone data plan required. New two-year agreement and $30 activation fee may apply. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.
To learn more, visit uscellular.com.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. If your wireless plan is costing too much, come see me. I'll show you the Merge, an absolutely awesome smartphone at a great price. We're your authorized U.S. Cellular agent, Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
Dowd Healthmart Drug and Guthrie Center has been broken into for the second time in 2 months. Police say the most recent break-in occurred last Tuesday when a burglar tossed a brick through the front door of Dowd, which set off the store's alarm. Police responded to the alarm immediately, but the thief had already escaped. The burglar had managed to steal prescription medications. No cash or other merchandise was reported missing, and the building sustained no additional damage. Surveillance video from the break-in shows a man wearing a black hooded sweatshirt over a yellow baseball cap. On top of the sweatshirt is a checkered or plaid shirt. He was also wearing gloves. Store owner Jim Vandeventer says additional security cameras had been installed the night before. The robbery was nearly identical to the one that occurred on May 26th when prescription drugs were stolen after the store's front doors were broken. As the case with last Tuesday's robbery, no cash was taken and no other property was damaged. Anyone with information about the burglary should call the Guthrie Center Police Department at 641-747-2214. Day tours of the famous Villisca Axe murder house will not be held this week so that staff, family, and friends of the museum's operator can mourn his death. Darwin Lynn owned the house where eight people were killed on June 10, 1912. Lynn died on Friday. He purchased the home in 1994 and restored the building to its nearly original condition in 1912. Joshua B. Moore, his wife Sarah, and their four children lived in the home for nearly a century ago. The family and two neighbor girls who were staying with them were found bludgeoned to death with an axe. To this day, their deaths remained unsolved. Darwin Lynn also operated the Olson Lynn Museum in downtown Villisca, which features pictures and artifacts about the town's history. He offered tours of the museum and the Axe Murder House, which was added to the National Register of Historic Places in 1998. He eventually opened the house to overnight stays. Officials say some overpasses and ramps along Interstate 29 here in western Iowa need to be inspected for flood damage before they're judged safe. Iowa Transportation Department officials tell television station KETV that damage could take months to repair and hamper travel along the interstate and the approaches to the bridges across the Missouri River to Nebraska. Near Sydney, river floodwater has washed away some of the dirt on the overpasses where Iowa Highway 2 and Interstate 29 meet. Department spokesperson Jeff McQueen says the overpasses and ramps will have to be inspected and repairs made before motorists can use them for travel north or south along I-29, or to the exit for driving northeast into Sydney or west to Nebraska City across the Missouri River. Iowa's deer population remains safe from a devastating neurological disease that's found in neighboring states. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources reports tissue samples were recently collected from more than 4,700 deer and elk to test for chronic wasting disease. Tom Litchfield is the state deer biologist with the DNR.
No chronic wasting disease was detected in any of the samples, and so that puts Iowa now where we're rated 38,000 samples from wild deer that we've tested since 2003, none of which have ever been found to contain any signs of chronic wasting disease. So that's very good news.
Chronic wasting disease, or CWD, is always fatal to deer and would have major impacts on the state's economy if it does end up showing up here in Iowa.
You know, from tax revenue alone associated with deer hunting, you know, it's multimillion in taxes, too, that's, you know, comes to federal and state revenues. It is a big deal and something that we need to keep on top of.
The DNR has been trying to trim Iowa's deer population, but Litchfield says CWD would kill too many deer and probably lead to fewer deer hunters overall.
This disease, when it's come into other states or Canadian provinces, it winds up costing many millions of dollars to try to track and to try to control it.
Other state news, Representative Leonard Boswell and his grandson fought off an intruder during a home invasion on the congressman's farm in Iowa. A statement from the congressman's office says the home invasion happened at about 10:45 Saturday evening. An armed man came in through the front door and attacked Boswell's daughter, Cindy Brown. He demanded money. The 77-year-old congressman heard his daughter's screams, came into the entryway, and attempted to disarm the intruder. As they struggled, Boswell's 22-year-old grandson, Mitchell Brown, got a shotgun from another room. When Mitchell Brown pointed the shotgun at the intruder, the man fled into the fields around the house outside of Lamoni. Boswell spokesperson Grant Woodward says other than some scrapes and bruises, the family is fine. The local sheriff, FBI, and other agencies are investigating the incident. KJAN News Time is now 7:14.
Okay, you have your computer. It ran about $700. The printer? About $100. Ink cartridges, they average about $35 a piece. And photo paper, about 10 cents per sheet. You're ready to go. Ready to print your own pictures at home. So, let's get started. First picture comes up. You adjust the low light, take the red eye out, and print. Uh-oh, you adjusted a little too much for the brightness. Do it again and print. Oh, that's two sheets of paper and ink, but it's still not right. Here we go again. Three sheets of paper and ink. Now your time's starting to add up. Just how much is your time worth?
This is Carol at Rex Pharmacy. You know, you could have just brought your digital media to us and have all your prints professionally printed for just 30 cents a piece. Save even more time and email your shots to rexphoto@metc.net. In the Rex Pharmacy Photo Lab, it's all we've ever done. Take care of you and your pictures. So bring us your digital media or your film and get personalized service from people you can count on.
In our funeral announcements, 46-year-old Gloria Wyrick of Atlantic died last Tuesday at her residence. Services for Gloria Wyrick will be held today at 10 o'clock in the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. And 68-year-old Karen G. Smith of Atlantic died at her home at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center also yesterday. Funeral services are currently pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. And that is a check of our state and local news and obituaries. As News This Hour was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters, batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. The SkyScan forecast is next.